this time, Brother Horace Stroud will close out the first week of the Nationwide Gospel Meeting Call. You know, it's a message from the Lord. What must I do to be saved? Acts chapter 16. Brother Stroud, let us hear you.
Thank you, Brother Tommy. And I want to thank those in our listening audience on this evening. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I'm thankful for the privilege to be able to come before you through this conference call to share with you the Word of God. I'm also thankful for those that went before me, Brother Brooks, Brother Flounder, Brother Wiggins, who started this week out with preaching the gospel of Christ. And we want to end this week with that same thought. And so for tonight, I want to use what I believe is the greatest question or the most important question any person who is capable of doing right and wrong can ask. What must I do to be saved? It requires a correct answer, and that can only be given from the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. For one to ask this question is to realize there is something that must be done to receive salvation. Each of us are living in a period of probation during this life. We all have done something wrong and sinned against God, according to Romans 3:23. Therefore, God has allowed us to be on probation during this life. However, one must do the will of God, which is expressed in his commands, that one receive eternal salvation and not simply to be on probation. So we want to look tonight at that question that was asked by the jailer. And we'll do a case study on tonight. And I want to take my time and I want to teach the Word of God that from the least to the greatest in understanding will be able to understand the Word of God, that you can make application to your lives and you can do the will of God. And so we find in Acts chapter 16 and verse number 30, the jailer who is identified in verse number 23 of Acts 16, this person asked the question to Paul and Silas in verse number 30, when the Bible says, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He realized it was something that he must do in order to be saved. When I look at the definition of saved, which is the act of doing it, salvation is the noun of it. But by definition, the word saved is the spiritual act of releasing or freeing someone from their sins that is given by God to those that are obedient to the conditions that are written in the New Testament. Again, that is the spiritual act of releasing or freeing someone from their sins that are given by God to those that are obedient to the conditions that are written in the New Testament. I want us to know that according to, if you have your pen and paper, you can write down these scriptures and follow along with us if you're familiar with the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 9, and the verse is number 27, the Hebrew writer wrote, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, every person that reaches the age of accountability will give an account to God for how they lived in this life during the time of probation," and that's Romans 14 and verse number 12. We find that Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15, we want to understand that Jesus said to his disciples, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So Jesus' command was to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. Well, that begs to ask, what is the gospel? The gospel has three facts, and that's where we talked about those conditions that must be obeyed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 1 through verse number 4, we find there are three facts to the gospel according to the Bible. Note what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." Paul shared with them that "I declare publicly to you the word of God, specifically the gospel. You have received it, and you stand on that fact that you have received it." And he says in verse 2, "by which also you are saved." Notice that word again. "By which you are also you are saved, if," it's conditional, "you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." So we find that the gospel must be believed. The gospel has the power or ability to save any person that will obey it, according to Romans chapter 1, and the verse is number 16. Paul then said in verse number 3, "For I have delivered unto you first of all," number 1, "that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." Paul declared unto them that Christ shedded his blood on the cross for my sins and for your sins according to the Bible. Christ died for our sins. Our sins is what put Christ on the cross. And then Paul said to them, fact number 2, "and that he was buried." And fact number 3, "and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Christ rose from the dead The Bible says, again, the third day. Those are the three facts that one must believe. Now, the answer to the question that the jailer asked, Jesus gave. And go back to Mark chapter 16, and the verse is number 16. Jesus gives the biblical answer to the question when he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved from their past sins. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. Again, as we said at the beginning, the question requires a correct answer that can only be given from the Holy Scriptures. But what we must understand, according to John chapter 20, and the verse is number 30. If you're listening to the call tonight, John wrote, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But note verse 31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. One must believe what is written in the Bible. No one living today have ever seen Jesus. However, we believe Jesus lived on this earth. Why? Because it is written in the Bible. All of us if we are of the mind to understand that when this life is over, we desire heaven to be our home. Why? Because we can read about it in John chapter 14, where Jesus talks about how he's going to prepare a place. It is a prepared place for prepared people. And Jesus said in John 14, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So all of us that have the mind to understand and the ability to receive the word of God should have a desire to want to be where the Lord is. We want to go to heaven. Yeah. We also know from the word of God, the Bible also teaches that there is a place called hell. And we don't want that eternal place to be our eternal home according to Revelation. So again, we have to believe what is written in the Bible. Why? Because Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse number 21, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. Then he said again in verse 24, I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Yeah. Sins are what keep a person from going to heaven. There are only two conditions that a person can die in. Jesus identifies one in John's writing in verse 21 when he said, you shall die in your sins. The other way to die, according to one that obedient to the gospel, in Revelations chapter 14 and verse number 13. John also wrote, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, Revelation 14 and verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. The only thing we carry with us from this life are our works. But John wrote, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. One must get in the Lord first in order to die in the Lord. Let's go back to our jailer's question and look at this case study in Acts 16. After he asked that question, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas said to him, believe, the Bible says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Now, he could not believe until the word of God was preached to him and his house. Yeah. One cannot believe until the word of God is preached unto him. Yeah. That's why Jesus said in Mark 16 and verse number 15, he said, at verse 15, go ye therefore and preach the gospel. So they had to hear the gospel. The Bible says they did that in verse number 32. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. They heard the gospel of Christ, as I've mentioned in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16, where Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So they had to preach the gospel of Christ for him. That's the word of the Lord that they had to hear. Notice that through the preaching of the word of the Lord, he offered the forgiveness. He was offered the forgiveness of sin. The Bible says not only did he believe, he heard it. Step number one. But also, he believed it. The Bible says that he believed that what they told him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He heard the gospel. He believed it. Then the Bible tells us in Acts 16 and 33, and he took them the same night, the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes. So the washing of their stripes displays a repentant heart. This person who was a jailer to keep them in jail, now this person exhibits repentance in his heart by washing off their stripes. And the Bible says then, and he was baptized, he and all his. The word straightway means immediately. And so when one obeys the word of God, there is no delay. You do it straightway. or you do it immediately. You let someone know. You're on the call tonight. You've been invited on the call. You let the person know who extended the invitation to you to be on the call. You let them know, I want to do as a jailer. I want to obey the will of God. I want to be saved from my sin. I understand the conditions of that the Lord has given, and I want to be obedient to those conditions that are given by the Lord. I have heard the gospel tonight. I believe the gospel. I repent of my sins, and I want to be baptized. And that's why the Bible says, even concerning Paul in Acts 22 and verse 16, the Bible says in Acts 22 and 16, and now why tarry thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We understand by faith the blood that Christ shed on that cross. By faith, that blood is in the water, and that blood is what cleanses me of all my sins. I understand that when the Bible tells me in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12 regarding what baptism is, the Bible says, buried with him, with Christ, in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. And ye, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened or made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. That's what baptism does. Yeah. You are buried with Christ by faith. There's an operation that God does in the water. And the blood of Christ, that blood that was shed, according to Revelations chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, where the blood of Christ is shed, that blood is what John, when he wrote in Revelation, shared that it is that blood, according to Revelations 1 and verse 5. The Bible says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So we know by faith when one is baptized in water, it is the blood of Christ that is in that water that cleanses one of all their past sins. But not only does the Bible say one must hear and believe, I want to clarify that, but also repentance is required. Jesus said in Luke 13 and the verse is number 3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance means I turn, begins with me turning to God, turning to Christ. I turn to the Lord. And then Jesus said what one must do also. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. So one must make the confession that we find that the eunuch made in Acts chapter 8, and the verse is number 37, when the confession one must make is what he said. The Bible says, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That statement must be made prior to the eunuch being baptized. And the Bible says, praising God, and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So we see from Acts 2:47 that all the saved are in the church. What is the church? By definition, the church is a spiritual body of baptized believers called out from the world over which Christ rules as the head. Yeah. The church, a spiritual body of baptized believers called out from the world over which Christ rules as the head. There are only two places where man can exist today, and that's either in the world or being added to the church. Which church? Glad you asked. In Romans 16, in verse number 16, the Bible says, salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Churches of Christ is a descriptive phrase of who the church belongs to. The church belongs to Christ because in Acts 20 and verse number 28, the Bible says, to feed the church of God, God the Son, which is Christ, which he has purchased with his own blood. Christ purchased the church with his own blood. It belongs to him. And if we want to be added to it, we must obey the conditions. Hear the gospel, believe it, repent of one's sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and then be added by being baptized into the church. And if you are a Christian and your life has not been one that's been consistent with living as a Christian, the Bible tells you and me in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What must I do to be saved? You must do what the jailer did. You must do what is written in the Word of God in the New Testament. Render obedience to that, and the Lord will add you to the only church you can find in the Bible, the Church of Christ. I thank you for your listening ear. May you be obedient to the will of God. I turn you back over to our host, Brother Tommy Brooks. Thank you very much.